All right, good morning and welcome to today's stock market update for Thursday, December 2nd. And boy, we have a lot to talk about because stocks suffered their worst back-to-back sell-off since October 2020. That's 14 months ago. Why? Well, because yesterday the CDC reported the country's first case of this new Omicron variant discovered in California. And we'll talk about what it means for travel stocks like American Airlines, Delta Airlines, United Airlines, Wynn, Hilton. We'll also talk about big surprises for retailers like Nordstrom, Kohl's, Best Buy and Macy's. Jack Dorsey and Square are in the news again with all the vaccination stuff going on. What's next for Moderna? And hey, one stock that nobody talks about, Build-A-Bear Club, really moved yesterday quite a lot. So we'll talk about this. And if this is your first time here, hi, I'm Marcus Heidkotter. I'm a professional trader. Every morning we sift through a mountain of news websites, newsletters and reports, and then we take the most important news and go live here to share with you what you need to know as you head into your trading day. Now, if this is your first time here, I know it can be a little bit overwhelming, so we have a special video just for you that we will link to in the description, and that's a great place to get started. Now, joining me is my head coach, Mark Hodge. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Marcus.
All right. Now, Mark has 24 years of trading experience, and together we have helped thousands of regular people understand how to trade these crazy markets and actually make money. So let's take a look of what happened yesterday. And Mark, we start with the Dow Jones here. So the Dow, worst back-to-back sell-off since October 2020.
Yeah, you know, Marcus, this is like a ribeye with ketchup. It's just ugly. I mean, you look at this drop. The Dow just been, you know, sliding, can't catch a break. And like you mentioned, the whole slide yesterday really tied to the Omicron variant discovered in California. It was discovered in San Francisco with a traveler who had recently been in South Africa. And I think that this just sparked some massive selling. You have these concerns where, sure, we're talking about this variation. Sure, it's discovered on an entirely different continent. And then within days, it's spread and it's in the U.S. So it's a reality check.
And you see, I mean, we talked about it. Markets don't like uncertainty. And right now, there's so much uncertainty. So how contagious is this virus really, right? And then if it is as contagious as they say, what about the symptoms? It seems that thus far they're mild. So we don't know much about this. Then we heard President Biden saying a few days ago, oh yeah, there's nothing to worry about. But now this morning, they imposed new travel restrictions. So, I mean, how will the Biden administration react to this? What about all these vaccinations that we have out there? I mean, Pfizer said, yeah, we're good. Glaxo said, we're good. Moderna said, we're not good, right? I mean, we could not be protected. And this is where we see this uncertainty, and markets don't like the uncertainty. And this is what we are seeing right now that is happening.
And that's just it. It sounded like we had maybe a week or two to try and figure things out, you know, get a better feel for what to expect. And like you said, it's at this point, it sounds like we know it's more contagious. It's just how will it work with the vaccines? And, you know, I was surprised. I read that the Delta variant now accounts for 99% of all cases, right? So when you have these new variants, and 99%, I mean, that's huge. And I believe it was discovered back in March of 2021. So that's after we already had gone through the whole, you know, process of learning how do we deal with this. You know, it's still spread like crazy and now makes up for 99%. But we also have the vaccines and we know more about the virus, and the uncertainty, though, is key. And are we going to be in a situation where we have to shut down? It sounds like even the Biden administration is saying no, but there are some safeguards that they're putting in place.
Yeah, right. And this is where will we get a fourth wave, right? Because we said, okay, we had a first wave, second, third wave. And how do we deal with it? And this is where, again, it goes back to, the uncertainty, because then this morning, Dr. Fauci said, yeah, well, if you're fully vaccinated, you shouldn't cancel your travel plans. And I mean, there's what's going on here right now. Now, this morning, the Biden administration did change some of the travel rules. So for travelers entering the U.S., you need to have a negative COVID test. I mean, this was always the case, But if you were fully vaccinated, you could have it up to 72 hours before. And now everybody has to have it within 24 hours. So really not a big deal. Now, yesterday, travel stocks were hit hard. This morning, it seems that because this is like, okay, this doesn't mean any lockdowns or travel bans. So this morning, United Airlines up 1.5% after being down 7.5% yesterday, American Airlines. So travel stocks are bouncing back a little bit, being hit hard yesterday, because the question is, okay, will we actually have travel bans as some countries have implemented it? I mean, Japan and Israel, they basically closed their borders, right?
And that's where that uncertainty lies, right? Will we have a 2-week lockdown? Will travel cease, you know, domestically, if not domestically, internationally? Those are all these unknowns. It doesn't seem like that's going to be the case, but that's why traders were just bailing on stocks yesterday.
Right. Now, super surprising that yesterday retailers took a beating. I mean, if we look at Nordstrom, for example, yesterday down 5%. Kohl's being down yesterday also 5.6%. What else? Best Buy down 4.3%. Macy's. I mean, all of these retailers are down. What do you think about that?
Well, I think it's a combination of the holiday sales being less than they were last year, and also the concern that people might not be going into stores to be shopping. And that means they'll be shopping online. But even shopping online, I mean, there still could be, you know, supply issues, right? And that hasn't completely gone away too. But I think the big factor was, okay, we're getting into the holidays. Now there's this Omicron variant. And what if people just stay home?
Right. All right. Let's take a look at some stocks that are moving. I mean, this morning, Apple. Let's talk about it, because shopping and Apple. And I mean, Apple has had a phenomenal run here again, making new all-time highs just yesterday. But then pulling back here, this morning, because they say, you know what? Demand over the iPhone 13 is slowing down. Do you see that?
I did. So the company told some of its suppliers there will be a slowdown in demand for the iPhone 13 models. This according to a Bloomberg report. And I mean, Apple's just gone crazy over the last 2 weeks. So I think that this is a good excuse for a pullback. You know, it's still doing fine. But that's the news.
It's some profit taking here. Now, Boeing, on the other hand, I mean, Boeing got dragged down because of all these travel concerns, but this morning bouncing back 4.5%.
Yeah, and this is where, you know, full disclosure, both Marcus and I, we have shares of Boeing right now. And taken a little bit of a beating over the last couple of days, but a little bit of a bounce here. And this is tied to China's aviation regulator clearing the Boeing 737 MAX to return to flying. So that was the plane that had issues over the last couple of years and was tied to two fatal crashes. And so China's aviation regulator clearing Boeing. And that model is helping the stock pre-market.
Yeah. All right. Well, Jack Dorsey in the news again, this time with Square. Let's talk about this. So Square, after Facebook is changing its name to Meta, Square is also changing its name.
And Marcus, just the other day, you said, you know, I think he might be starting a new company, and it looks like he's just rebranding Square, right? Because he was dual CEO for a while there with the two companies, now focusing on Block, you know, formerly known as Square. I wonder if it'll come up with a cool little logo, like, you know, Print, formerly the artist formerly known as Prince. Anyway, wow. So they're changing their name to Block. The name change goes into effect December 10th, and it comes as they're trying to focus on some new technologies, including blockchain. So
we talked about it on Monday after we heard that Jack Dorsey is stepping down. I mean, we said that he'll double and triple down on cryptocurrencies because that is his passion. And now we hear, okay, Square is changing its name to Block. Yeah, duh. I mean, blockchain, here we go. And I mean, they also had... separate part of the company dedicated to advancing Bitcoin. It was called Square Crypto, and now they're calling it Spiral. Well, let's hope that this is an upward spiral, because thus far what we see here on the chart, it seems to be a little bit more of a downward spiral here for Square.
Yeah, and I mean, this really kind of started a couple of weeks ago. So that being the tie to the exposure in Bitcoin too, though.
Yeah. All right, let's take a look at a few others. Let's do some rapid fire because we have a few things to talk about. So Five Below, the retailer. Was it this? No, where is it? It's called Five Below, there. So jumping big this morning, up 10% on better than expected earnings.
Yeah, nice earnings win, beating estimates for the third quarter, and doing great.
Yeah. Okay. Snowflake also beating earnings, up 12% this morning. Huge jump for Snowflake.
Sure. They reported revenue of or sales of $334 million versus $306 million. So nice beat there.
All right. Well, DWEC, Trump's media company. I mean, after sliding lower here over the past few weeks, this morning, a nice boost of 12%.
That's a nice boost based on the day before, but not based on how this one's been trading.
Yeah, for sure.
Honestly, here's a lesson for you. Please don't think that these like one night movers are a get rich quick scheme. They really aren't. I've been working with more and more traders that got into these meme stocks, and now they're just sitting on positions with losses because they bought into the hype. So be careful.
Right. Talk about buying into the hype, bringing up Robinhood here. So Robinhood also making new lows here ever since they IPO'd. Quick brush fire here and then quickly fizzling out, now making new all-time lows.
And this might be a good thing for people who want to own Robinhood. I do not own Robinhood, but this drop had a lot to do with shares. So they went public 4 months ago, and there was this lockup period where people couldn't sell shares, right? But now the final and the most significant part of this lockup expires. So there were some 569 million shares bought by IPO insiders and investors that became eligible for sale for the first time Wednesday. So some of those investors looking to cash out and take some profits off the table from the, you know, initial offering had an opportunity to do so. Yeah. So getting all that cleared out might be a good thing for Hood, even though the chart looks bad.
Yeah. So I want to bring up the 50-day moving average really quick, because we talked about it a few times and we'd already talked about that, how important it is, and the Dow has already broken it. But right now, if you look at this, the S&P yesterday broke below the 50-day moving average. The Nasdaq just touched it, but we are trading right now at the 50-day moving average. And this is something that traders will pay attention to today and over the next few days, definitely. Now, looking of how we are trading here into the open, I'm looking at a 5-minute chart here of the E-mini S&P, and at first it seemed that we would go positively into the session, but now it seems that we are opening around the flat line or maybe even slightly negative.
Yeah, there was some movement higher overnight, but that's all gone now.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens there. I mean, this will be a fascinating trading day. I mean, we have had great trading days all week long, basically. Hey, before we go, just something really, really quick, because we have something special for you. We do have our holiday calendar, 25 days of Christmas, where we have a surprise every single day. Today in Coffee with Marcus, we will have a toy drive for Toys with Todd. So tune in this afternoon if you'd like to know more about this Christmas calendar that we have. In the description, we should have a link. It's rockwelltrading.com/holiday. Go there. We'll see you on the other side. And hey, have a great rest of your day. See you this afternoon in Coffee with Marcus.
Yeah, sign up for that holiday calendar. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're excited about it. Happy trading, everybody.